Welcome to the Magnetic Leadership Podcast by Educator Dave Johnson.
Hi, this is Dave Johnson, and one of my favorite ideas as far as changing your life is that you will be the same person in the future you are today, except for the people that you have in your life and the books you read. Now, I heard that a little differently back when I was in my 20s, and I heard it many times where you will be in 5 years depends on the people you associate with, the books you read, and the tapes you listen to. Well, things that you bring into your mind, tapes, audios, or videos, all of that is so powerful. And yeah, that's me. Pretty much everything of who I am that I'm really happy about is part of this powerful idea right here. And I've been blessed to have had a lot of really good mentors over my lifetime. And as you learn more about mentoring and this idea, the more you realize that really successful people have consistently had strong mentoring relationships. And when I think of mentors and listening to tapes and audios, I look back at what is the stuff that's really changed my life. And I go back and think of Jim Rohn. And in fact, it seems like today's greatest mentors were mentored by that late and great Jim Rohn. And he could be called the father of personal development. And so the question might be, well, how did he become so great? Where did he learn all of this stuff? And interestingly, when Jim Rohn was in his early 20s, he was broke, really didn't know what he wanted to do with his life. And then he was invited to a network marketing opportunity meeting for Abundivida. And that's where he met his mentor, Mr. Schoaf, who was a distributor. And now this is really interesting. I'd heard of Mr. Schoaf because he referred to him all the time in a lot of his presentations. But back then there wasn't an internet to do research or anything. But if you look up Earl Schoaf and quotes, you'll find those powerful quotes that you are familiar with Jim Rohn saying. He got those from Mr. Schoaf. But then you think, okay, how did Earl Schoaf become such a great mentor to Jim Rohn, who touched all of these other people? Well, he was invited to an opportunity meeting presented by J.B. Jones. And you can look this up. And he toured the country about just teaching success principles. And not just teaching the principles, but he had a vehicle to apply them with. And wow, so being able to learn powerful ideas, learning how to influence other people, become a better person, and then attract better people. And everybody gets involved in a wonderful vehicle with products that make a difference. Abundivida. Wow. So looking back at this, so think about this. Because there was a J.B. Jones, there was a Mr. Schoaf, and now we have a Jim Rohn, and all the people he mentored. Think of who do you know that's a big influencer? Tony Robbins, Brian Tracy, Dennis Waitley, Darren Hardy. The list goes on. All of those people, they attribute so much of their success by being mentored by Jim Rohn. Oh my goodness. And so I've just got to tell you, where you will be as people you associate with, choose your associations well. Jim Rohn talks about you're the average of the five people you associate most with, but get into this kind of stuff. Listen to Jim Rohn a lot. And this idea that the greatest shortcut to success is to have a mentor. Success leaves clues. Success is predictable. Successful people do certain things a certain way. And so Jim Rohn, he talks about when you change, everything will change for you. For things to get better, you've got to get better. This is really wonderful stuff. And probably the best money you will ever spend is to invest in yourself, invest in your own personal development. And when we talk about mentors, it's not just success principles, which I think are some of the best. Learning to actually be an influence for good and exercise in a good way. But also there's other kinds of mentors, financial advisors, health coach, personal trainers, ski instructor, tennis coach, whatever. I look back because you can pay a lot. And I think probably when I was 44, 45 or something like that, I was at Costco and they had a piano sale. And so we wound up having a nice Young Chang studio upright, and we gathered all our kids together and got them in lessons, and a teacher would come to our home. And I remember looking at a piece of music and thinking, I think I'd like to learn this. And so I started asking questions, and very soon I found myself taking lessons while my kids were as well. And one day the teacher says, you know, if you'd make a commitment to practice an hour a day, over time, you could get really good. I started doing that, and I did. A little while later, he said, you need a grand piano. And I said, oh, why do I need a grand? He says, well, come down to the studio. And so I went down there, and all of a sudden, our home has a nice Baldwin. And I remember just thinking, he's right. The sun is shinier, the sky is bluer, the flowers are prettier. If you're a pianist and you have a grand, it's just better. Wound up just getting into it quite a bit. And one of my good friends was actually a university graduate in piano performance. And he would talk about his piano teacher, who was Juilliard trained and just really, really good. But practical wise, he wouldn't have time for an adult hobbyist. But we started talking, and the need for the university to have good pianos for kids to practice. And so I wound up donating a Steinway. It was very gratifying because I got a whole lot of letters from students thanking me, and that was fun. But also I had an ongoing free lessons from this amazing teacher. But I just think about, wow, having a mentor that's really good and you apply yourself, who knows the possibilities? And I wasn't willing to practice 7 or 8 hours a day and become a concert pianist. And I don't know if I have that. I don't have that inborn talent. You have some of that, but mostly what it really is just practice, 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 putting in the time, and you will get really good at it. But I just got so much satisfaction and many, many years of pleasure having those lessons and learning something and getting pretty good at it. But I think, wow, going back to expensive lessons, I think it's a fascinating and important question. How much did Jim Rohn pay Mr. Schoff for his mentoring? How much did Mr. Schoff pay J.B. Jones? And I think this is really one of the most interesting things. And over my career of over 4 decades of working with this wonderful world of network marketing and being mentored by really good people, the thing that's really fun is some of the best training is ongoing and it's for free. And I love the idea of not just being able to learn some really good skills, but having the ideal vehicle to apply them to. And I just get so excited right at this moment. I've been blessed to be with some good companies and have outstanding success, but I'm really thrilled to just bring my whole thoughts and ideas and actions and who I am up to date, that my greatest years were not 25 years ago and being stuck, that I'm actually starting all over again with my encore career. I found a wonderful company, my personal favorite all time, as far as just what everything that's essential is an amazing product that people need and want, a really good compensation plan, and really ethical and a competent leadership in the company. And everything has come together and converged in such a beautiful way. And so I'm reaching out and offering what so many other people have done in the past, is an opportunity to be mentored by someone who knows what they're doing, being in the right place at the right time. That really is a phrase that's used often, maybe overused, but we all know that it's true. If you got the right product, the right people, the right place, everything put together, that does have an advantage. Being in a growth environment where you feel momentum coming, And then working smart, having somebody guide you, is tremendous. And so I'm extending to you an opportunity to work with me and change the world. The timing's right, the market is immeasurable, and the opportunity is yours if you want to seize it. So come with me and let's go for it.
Thank you for joining the Magnetic Leadership Podcast with Dave Johnson. Take charge of your health and detoxify today with Avini Premium Products.